Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. You may get a second chance to make an impression, but your first impression with someone only happens once. And thus, the importance of making the most of that opportunity, because once that opportunity passes, there's no getting it back. And that's true for a lot of things in life. That's one of the many reasons, I believe, why this COVID-19 situation has been so frustrating and even hurtful to many people. Because their one opportunity at some experience to experience certain things in their lives or to do certain things in their lives has passed them by without them getting to be a part of it. You know, high school and college graduations, weddings, proms, award banquets, season, sports season, senior trips, family trips, funerals, baptism, births, deaths, to name a few. Many of those things in our lives that only happen once, that we only get one shot at, have passed us by without us getting to be a part of them. And there's a certain amount of resentment and anger and sorrow and frustration that comes along with these missed life opportunities and events. But that's only one of the things that has made dealing with our current health crisis so difficult. There's also the very real threat and fear of contracting the virus, which can have life-altering or life-ending effects, especially, as you know, for the elderly. Then there's the economic stranglehold that the virus has put on our world, causing many people to lose jobs and income and insurance and savings, which means that the effects for many folks that they're feeling right now is going to last for a long time, even after the virus has all but disappeared. And of course, there are also the emotional issues that people are wrestling through connected to this pandemic. Issues stemming from the isolation from other people. People are lonely, and they're depressed, and they're kind of on edge. Add to this that kids and parents are kind of stuck in their homes, getting a lot of cabin fever, and there's a lot of questions about when and how adults are going to return to work and how children are going to go back to school and how to continue to work and to educate given our new guidelines and requirements and how people are supposed to keep up with everyone else when they don't have the right technology at home to do all the stuff they're supposed to do, and how congregations are supposed to survive when people aren't congregating anymore. And then, of course, we can't forget about all that's happening in our country right now either, concerning things such as race relations and defunding of police departments and the constant bipartisan bickering going on. And you quickly realize that life kind of stinks right now. I mean, we still got better than most of the people in the world, but in relation to the lives that we have been accustomed to living, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot right now for which to be thankful. And thus the psalm for today. Psalm 136 is so timely for us. Many of us have been feeling frustrated and down and angry because our lives have so drastically changed from what they were a few months ago, and not for the better. But Psalm 136 reminds us of two very important things. One, that we should give thanks to the Lord in spite of all the negative things that are happening in our lives. Because, number two, the love of God endures forever. You know, one of the mistakes that many people, many of us, probably make in our gratitude and in our thanksgiving is that we tend to make it conditional upon our life circumstances. When things are going good for us, we take time out, we pause, we stop to thank God for all that He's doing in our lives. And when things are not going so good for us, that thanksgiving is not so quickly forthcoming. And thus, for many of us, gratitude has probably been in short supply as of late. But I'd like to remind you, and I need to remind myself also, that corona or no corona, God's love endures forever. And to those folks who have been the victim of racial discrimination and racist treatment, God's love endures forever. And for those who are out of work and out of money, God's love endures forever. And to those who are lonely and are depressed and are on edge, God's love endures forever. And to those of you who have missed out on those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, God's love endures forever. You and I have much to be grateful for, even when we don't seemingly have anything to be grateful for. Because God's love for us endures forever. His love endures through the good times and the bad times, through the times of loss and sorrow and frustration and regret. His love endures even when we neglect to thank Him and worship Him and trust in Him. His love for us endures through it all because His Son Jesus endured through it all to bring us God's gift of the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of everlasting life. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, God only looks at us through the eyes of love, a love that will most certainly endure forever and ever, a love that removes our sin from us as far as the east is from the west, a love that always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, a love that will never leave us and never forsake us, and a love that will one day give to each of us that victory crown of everlasting life. You know, I think we could probably all, right now, easily come up with a number of reasons to be frustrated with our current lives. But in the midst of our fears and our frustrations, one thing remains unchanged and trustworthy. God's love endures forever. May we each seek to give God thanks and to truly live lives of thanks, regardless of our current circumstances. If for no other reason than that God's love for us endures forever. To God be the glory. Amen.